With today's For Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. As the old saying goes, the only constant is change, and nowhere will that be more evident in the very near future than in Washington orchards, where robotic pickers will soon be replacing humans. Abundant Robotics CEO Dan Steer says his company's robotic picker is well into its development.
We've been working on engineering a harvester that can pick fruit with basically no more than the same damage level that people wind up with when they're picking fruit.
Steer says you can find his people in some orchards somewhere here in Washington testing these robotic pickers throughout the harvest season.
The results we've seen have been very encouraging. We've shown that we can drive into an orchard row, we can identify fruit, we can pick it at damage levels that are comparable to people, and then make sure that we handle it the right way into a bin. So we think we've demonstrated in the field all the capabilities we need to build a successful commercial harvester. And that's what we're doing now. We're designing and preparing that commercial system to come to market.
Steer says if you know the history of American farming, these changes are only natural.
That's just a continuation of a trend that's gone on for a couple hundred years or more that really has benefited everybody. So we haven't run into kind of significant resistance to this type of automation coming along.
Abundance robotic pickers use a vacuum system to suck the apples from the tree. Listen tomorrow for more on the operation and expectations of these robotic pickers. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And kind enough to join us once again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, let's have a conversation about food.
Americans today are very disconnected from farms and the agricultural practices that sustain us.
How so?
The average American is over three generations removed from the farm, and currently less than 2% of the population is involved with farming. Food has a vital role in our lives, and almost 13% of household expenditures are on food.
Well, sometimes it seems like the internet floods the web with marketing tools aimed to confuse and scare. So how can we promote dialogue to help consumers make more informed decisions about food?
That's a great question. Determine a trustworthy resource, university, extension, your neighborhood entomologist. Encourage people to grow their own food and see how hard it can be. Can you imagine trying to feed your town, state, country, or world? By growing food, you gain knowledge and food empathy.
Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.